Imagine pieces of metal hurtling through space over 7,000 miles per hour. That's the world of space junk or space debris that's floating around Earth. And just like there's a trash problem on Earth, there's also a junk problem in space. What exactly is space junk, and why is it so important to study? And what are scientists doing about it, and why is it dangerous, and why is it a threat to future space exploration? Well, in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the science of space junk and blast you off into space, into the science of how all of this works. Let's get right into it. Let's go! So what exactly is space junk? Well, space junk is just a bunch of debris and metal and pieces of old spacecraft and used up satellites and rocket bodies are just floating around space. They're floating around Earth at over 17,000 miles per hour. That's how fast they orbit around Earth. And these things, they're not even used right now actively, even though there are hundreds of satellites in Earth's atmosphere, above Earth's atmosphere in space. These pieces of space junk are just not being used and just pieces of broken satellites. You know, as satellites become more and more common, especially after Sputnik 1, which was the first ever satellite sent into space in around the 1950s, now, look at space now. Ever since then, we've been sending more and more spacecraft, more and more rockets, more and more humans, more and more robotic missions, and more satellites into space. That all creates waste and junk that's just floating around Earth. And the space junk is very dangerous because as it moves at over 17,000 miles per hour, it can damage different things, like even the astronauts on the International Space Station, other active satellites that are not able to avoid it, and so many other things, especially in the future with space exploration and companies like SpaceX and Blue Origin making all of the space travel accessible to normal people. Now, especially in the future, we'll see more problems with space junk interfering with all of these different missions. And satellites have also become very common right now. An example is SpaceX Starlink and all of their satellites they're launching into space. So having all this space junk is very dangerous for those kinds of satellites and even for human missions, because if they crash into each other, that could result in giant destruction and lots of damage due to the speed that the space junk is traveling around Earth. And the space junk is just sitting there, and there's basically no use. These are all broken up satellites that have been decommissioned, and even just pieces of metal. They can range from the size of a pebble to the size of an entire skyscraper. And that's how big these rocket engines and rocket bodies are. And they're just floating around. Now, what are scientists trying to do about this? Well, this is definitely a big problem, and scientists are actively working on ways in order to clean up space. Just like the problem on Earth, where we have to keep our Earth clean, we also have to keep space clean so we can maintain it for future. And some of the solutions they're coming up with is like giant nets to catch all of this and burn it up in Earth's atmosphere. Some of it's pushing it back out into outer space so that it's not in Earth's orbit anymore. And kind of like robotic vacuums, and there's so many different things that scientists are working on in order to help fix this space junk problem, which is a very, very big problem and something you cannot see right now, but it's definitely affecting you in some way. And it's just so cool to see all the science, and it's so cool to see the relationship between Earth and space, because you might think that space doesn't have trash, it's all just gone. Well, that's not true. The space junk is a very good example of that, and it's so cool to see all of that science. Now, before I go, let's review what we learned in this episode. Let's go! In this episode, we learned that space junk is just a bunch of metal and used rocket pieces and satellites just floating around above Earth in Earth's orbit. And this is a big danger, because this danger for space missions, even other satellites, and especially human missions, because this space junk is traveling at a speed of over 17,000 miles per hour, which is very, very dangerous. That's why scientists are actively working on solutions for this giant problem and working on innovative ways in order to clean up outer space for future generations. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science, produced and hosted by me, Akshay Raman. Our theme song and additional music are by Chan Ramachandran. please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. Do you have a science question you want answered on a Spectacular Science episode? And get a special shout out? Or grab an adult and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact. There you can find a contact form and you can send me your amazing science questions. Thank you so much. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be up there on all the new episodes. So subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. In the meantime, keep thinking about science.